Right. It's the beginning of Advent. We've got the lovely Advent candles, which Rita does for us every year. They look lovely again. And we light one every week in Advent. And Rita, as you supply them, would you like to light the first one, please? Right. Thank you very much. And I'd like to start with a prayer for us as a family and as a church. And then later, when it says prayer in the program, we have a special one for Advent. So, all right, so let us come to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we pray for our church and we thank you, Lord, for the way we are welcome here. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to work through us as your people. Help us, Lord, to remember those that cannot be with us. We think of John. We think of Jean and Stuart. We think of Helen. Lord, they need your special care, and we bring them to you and ask that you will meet their needs at this time. And we pray for each other, Lord. We pray for Jilly. We pray for Robert. We pray for Richard. We pray for Brian, for Rita, for Sarah, not with us today, but is normally here. We pray for Bruce. We pray for Sarah and Jane. We pray for Graham and Deborah. We pray for Eunice and myself. And we pray, Lord, for those who are part of our worship online, and pray, Lord, that you would be with them. But Lord, as a church, we pray that you may guide us in our witness. May our witness be effective, and may we have the joy of sharing the truth of the gospel with so many people and in so many different ways. Help us, Lord, at all times to be your ambassadors. These and all our prayers we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Over to Julie.
Okay. So, at this wonderful time of Advent where we reflect on hope and love and peace and joy, and think about our Saviour coming for the first time as light into darkness, and then he will be coming back. And this wonderful hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, that reminder that we will be with him for eternity.
This is my story, this is my song, praising
All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. Every day you give me breath, I'll sing your praises, and I'll reign with you throughout eternity.
See the coming of Christ now and at the end. May we see him now, Lord, in the hungry and the needy and all who call for compassion, in the body of which he is the head, in the serene presence of his Spirit in the world, and in every turbulent event that brings us closer to your kingdom. Lord our God, as surely as we believe that Jesus came at Bethlehem, so may we look for his coming now and at the end of all things. He came in gentleness. May his love finally subdue our violence. Make an end of all brutality. Rescue us from our divisions, our hatred, our aggression, and our cruelty. He came in justice. May his righteousness balance the scales of an unequal world, bringing us release to the prisoner and freedom to all who have suffered hunger, deprivation, tyranny and oppression. He came as our Saviour May we be brought to that new Jerusalem that you, Lord, have prepared for us. Save us, Lord, we pray. Lift our hearts in celebration, Father, rejoicing in him. He came, adoring him. Let us come. Let us praise to you, Almighty God, Heavenly King, who sent your Son into the world when he took our nature upon himself, was born in a stable in Bethlehem. Grant that as we have been born again in him, so may he evermore live in us and reign on earth as in heaven with you and the Holy Spirit, both now and forever. Amen.
So we're going to sing, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Days we come and cheer, I'll stay. 36 to 43. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear."
Thank you, Brian.
Father, which I know is a favourite of Graham's. So he's getting two choices today. So, Abba Father, let me be yours and yours alone. May my will forever be evermore your own. Never let my heart grow cold. You'll never let me go. Abba Father, let me be yours and yours alone.
Yeah.
Right, we come to the message for today. God is a missionary. And we need to take that statement very seriously indeed, because then we will know what God really wants us as his believers, as his ambassadors. We will know what he wants us to do. But you know, I felt very sad when I looked at the notes that I'd written for today, and I looked at the start, and because of my right hand, I can't write very well. And I looked, and I saw that the title I'd written was God is a Missionary. And yeah, can you think, can you slightly see how I must have felt at that time? Oh, but one thing I do know is that God is a forgiving God. He forgives us, and we know, and we claim this morning very seriously, God is a missionary. His redemptive work in the world is missionary work. His harvest field is, of course, the world. It is up to the Lord of the harvest, it's up to God, in other words, to place his workers where he wants us to be. No Christian can serve his Lord on condition that he lives in, say, the comfortable surroundings and social environment that he has always, or we have always, enjoyed. We are to be available to Jesus for work in Godalming, Guatemala, Chicago, Chile, or wherever the Lord wants us to be. As far as personal references are concerned, the Lord of Glory would hardly have chosen the cattle shed in Bethlehem or the carpenter's bench in Nazareth. But he went with his Father, sent him. He went where God wanted him to be. Though he was rich, yet for our sakes became poor, so that we, through his poverty, might become rich. Do you know, a healthy church will always be especially concerned about its missionary work, both on its own doorstep and overseas. It will not try to be insular and parochial, but develop steadily a worldwide perspective of the work of God, and would encourage everyone to be directly involved in some form of missionary concern. For instance, there should be a constant flow of candidates for the harvest field abroad. And those people, men and women, should be strongly backed by the church that they've come from in terms of finance, prayer, personal links forged through letters and gifts at regular intervals. You know, you might love coming to church. You might love doing what you like doing, but are we really ready to help the Lord in his wider work? Because he's a missionary, that means He loves all people, and he wants more and more people brought into his kingdom, the kingdom of love, the kingdom that is there with joy in its hearts. So, my friends, what do I really want to say today? Well, I want to say this. We need to be concerned about people much further than, for instance, our own family or our own church. We need to realize more and more that there are so many people who do not know and do not care about God. We need to reach them. We must reach them. Otherwise, they might never come to know the Lord, the Savior that we know and that we enjoy worshiping. So, are we going to sit down and do nothing? Or are we going to open our hearts? Are we going to open our pockets? Are we going to open all that we can to be missionaries? Do you know, my dear wife was born in the Congo. She was there for just her first 5 or 6 years. And then they brought her home to Scotland and placed her in a, what do you call that? There you are, a missionary's children's home. So there in Scotland, they had a home where children from missionaries would come. That means they would be separated from their parents. Now that was the old way of doing things. And when my father realized what the parents were, Eunice's parents were doing, oh, that's not right, that's not right. They should have stayed with her. But they didn't understand that the parents had been called to serve and to serve in the Congo. They didn't think it was the best place for their daughter to grow up in. And so, they brought her back to a home, a children's missionary home. Things have changed since. Today, there are many children who have stayed with their missionary family and enjoyed being as a family where their parents are serving. And things are going to change. That's obvious, isn't it? But we need to make sure that in our own way we can be involved. So how can we be involved? Well, one, prayer. Prayer is vital. Prayer for missionaries. We as a church are members of the Evangelical Alliance, and they have a magazine, and that tells us about a lot of things that are going on out in the mission field. And by reading that magazine, we can have some idea of what is going on if we really do want to pray for those on the mission field. Giving, of course, is another way. Prayer, giving, and there are so many ways that we can support our missionaries. Some people are called to the mission field. And we had someone in our church in London who had a call to the mission field. I suppose in a sense, as their minister, I was a bit disappointed because they were leaving the church. Oh dear, I had to learn, didn't I? But eventually that person came back and carried on in our church. Now, that taught me quite a bit. We from the church could support the missions by prayer, by giving, but also by sending. And I think where we find that there is missionary need, we need to be sympathetic to what we might be asked. I know I can see, I can feel that most of us would probably say, well, I don't feel that I'm called to go abroad. Well, do you think Jesus thought that he should be, as the Son of God, one who came and lived as he did, very poor man, nothing really of his own, but he came and he died for us. And if he had not died for us, we could not have known the salvation that we enjoy. And if he had not come and died for us, we wouldn't have known the joy and the power of the Spirit. My friends, there is so much we are never going to understand. Maybe so, but we must have a purpose, we must have a thought, and we must have love in our hearts for those who serve as missionaries. And do you know what some churches do? They, through various ways, different churches probably different ways, but some, I do know, get involved in a particular missionary. So although they don't go, they find a missionary abroad somewhere who they can support personally, and that means a tremendous lot. So friends, don't let us be a church that says, all right, I'll send 50p or something to the missionaries. No, let us be real in our attempts. Let us pray earnestly for those serving our Lord. And let us remember this, that the Lord our God is the greatest missionary that there will ever be. And what was his great and main purpose? Well, surely it was to encourage us, the present world, to serve those who have been called. Yes, we may not have been called, but we can do a tremendous amount. We can look to God and he will guide us, both as a church, and if you've got any ideas how we can serve the mission field particularly, then please let us know, because they're out there and we're back here. And what is the contact? I pray that as a church we might be missionaries. We may not go, but there's an awful lot that we can do, and I pray that we will do just that. But I would like it to be more than doing something from a distance. I would like to see us perhaps having a mission field in particular, or missionaries in particular, that we can be in touch with, instead of saying we pray for missionaries across the board. Oh yeah, that's good. But it needs to be more personal, I honestly believe. So let us thank God, because when Jesus came, he came to be our all in all. And we need to follow his call. And we need to make sure that we are missionaries on our own doorstep, and also missionaries further abroad. Let us praise God and put him first in all things. Amen.
We're going to sing, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee." And as Bruce has been saying, that's what we're called to do, along with Jesus, to set people free. Thank you, Al. You can dance to the next one. So we're going to sing, "Come people of the risen King, who delight to bring him praise. Come all and tune your hearts to sing to the morning star of grace. From the shifting shadows of the earth, we will lift our eyes to him, where steady arms of mercy reach to gather children in." Amen. Amen. we sing in the mission field of Torquay most Mondays through the year, although we're switching to carols tomorrow morning.
Right. Now, we have a gathering tonight. Would you like to say something about that?
I would. So we're gathering tonight, as you know, at Jean and Stuart's. I think they're very much looking forward to it. At 7 o'clock. And we have, I think it's 8 songs, hymns, and 1 carol. Well, sort of 2 carols, because it's a medley. And everyone who's coming has chosen, so that's lovely. Graham and I got to sing one of our favourites this morning, and then I'm joining in with other people's favourites this evening. So that's it, 7 o'clock tonight, and of course, today we're remembering Brian's mum. And that's how it all came together, that we're doing it, because it's the anniversary of her passing. That's right, isn't it, Brian? And we're singing one of her favourites that you had at her funeral. So the whole evening is around that. So look forward to seeing you all later.
Right, let's gather together.
Put your card in your laptop. Whoops. Oh, grace. I keep forgetting the grace.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm starting to type up. Doing notices at the end through.